All right, fighters, how much do you need to make each day? Just think about that for a second. All right, we recently had a great post about this in our Facebook group and had some great responses. And if you already haven't done so, actually, I got three things I want to share with you right now before I get into this today. First, go join the Facebook group, Contractor Fight, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook. If you're not yet in that group, super helpful, great community. It's free. All right. Second, and I do a shitty job of this, and every time I say this, I say it just like this. I do a shitty job of this. If you have found one speck of value in this show, I would be super grateful if you gave us a review wherever you're listening to it. You know, as of today, this is September 2020. We don't do paid sponsorships. Okay. I have some key industry relationships and partners and people that we refer back and forth. Okay. But to this date, we just have chosen for a few different reasons not to have any sponsors. And so the way that we're going to grow the show is organically. And we get thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads a month. And it's because of you guys. And we super appreciate that. I'd love for you to give us a review and share it with somebody that you know could benefit from this. And the third thing here, guys, is I'm going to talk about how much you need to make each day in a few minutes here, or for a few minutes. There's a download that we have that'll help you do that. It's thecontractorfight.com/charge. Like, what do I need to charge? And this will be a good starting point for you. All right. So with that being said, guys, what do you need to charge each day? What do you need to make? It's really what do you need to make each day? Okay. What do you need to make each day? We cover this in depth in our 100K contractor program, but I'm going to give you a quick crash course here to help you figure out your own math. You know, it doesn't matter what you charge. If you don't have enough money left over, if you don't understand the needs that you have, then you will charge improperly. And then like most things in the trades, shit doesn't go as planned. And then when things don't go as planned, you even got less money left over, right? And it's a struggle. That's why so many guys are broke, all right? And so it's all about what do you need to keep? What do you need to make, bring in, and keep? And there's two things that you got to know here, okay? This is just one way. There's a many, many different ways of figuring this stuff out. This is just one method I want to share with you guys that we teach people. And it's this, figure out your overhead, all right? Number one, what does it cost to keep your lights on in the business? Now, your overhead is not the guy you pay $18 an hour to paint or to sand floors. That's field labor. That's cost of goods sold, okay? So, in a worksheet I shared with you guys earlier at /charge, contractorfight.com/charge actually walks you through this. All right, but you got to figure out your overhead. And overhead is what needs to be paid even if you don't do any work. You still have your shop rent, your truck payment, and your liability insurance. You still got marketing to do. You still have your salary. God, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've begged you all to pay yourself a regular salary in your business. Your salary is part of overhead. Stop fucking paying yourselves out of net profit only. Okay? Anyway, I'm back. Promise. What's your overhead? Figure out your overhead. Then figure out how many production days are there in a given period. We're going to talk about a year here. And then you do some math. You take your overhead, divide it by how many production days. That's what you need to keep after. Regardless of what you sell the job for, after the job's done, after you buy materials, after you pay your guys and permits and all the other shit that it takes to produce the job, you'll have a dollar amount of what you need to fucking keep to hit your overhead goal. And by the way, that's just an overhead goal. That's not a net profit goal. If you want to make a net profit, you got to put a dollar amount on top of that shit. So I'm going to give you a math example. Let's say your overhead is 200 grand a year. Tom, that's a lot of money. Nah, not really. Because you should be paying yourself at least 100 grand in your own pocket if you're going to run a business. Otherwise, it's like putting your testicles in a fucking vise every day, you know, and paying somebody for the honor of doing it. I don't know. Doesn't sound too good to me. All right. So I'm operating on the fact you're going to pay yourself at least $100,000 a year, and you got a truck and you got some marketing. You might have an office person, part-time VA or whatever it is. Okay. I'm just making a nice even number here. $200,000 a year is what you need to keep the lights on of the business. And keep in mind, overhead does not, this, you are not paying your guys in the field yet. They have nothing to do with this. So the average month, year to year, has about 22 working days where you could go out and work and produce. So if you want to have somewhat of life and not work 7 days a week and you want to take a holiday off, I'm just talking general weekdays here. So look at a calendar and just go, all right, how many days this week are we going to work? How many days this week can I produce and bring money in? And so at about 22 days, if I Googled it today, I just went to Google. I said, how many working days are there in 2020? Just from a basic payroll company website, they said about 262 days, which is like 21.83 days a month. Okay. So you got about 262 days to produce. And again, I didn't even get in to weather delays and all that other shit, right? One of the things I used to do is I used to take that 262 and I would take 10% of those days off. Meaning I would say, we're not going to be able to produce for 10% of those days that I'm banking on. Why? It could be weather. It could be something else. I don't know. It's just, I'm going worst case scenario so that I can plan for it. Now, you're going to take that overhead that we talked about of $200,000. All right. You're going to divide that by 262 days. That's 763 and change, 35 to be exact, $763 a day. Round it to 765. Let's just do that. Okay. Buck and a bit. $765 a day is what you need to keep. Let that sink in. It's what you need to keep in order for you to recover your overhead, okay? In order for you to be able to pay to keep the lights on in your business. So we haven't even added your field labor, and we're not going to do that here. That's what that sheet I mentioned earlier tells you to do, and that's what our 100K group does. So you want to get deep into the weeds, join 100K and fucking make more money. All right. So now let's pretend that you're getting a 33% gross profit on your work, because when people come to my community, when they come in my programs, that's about what they're doing on average. Is meaning for every $100 that comes in, they're after they produce the job, they got $33 left to pay all their overhead. So if I got to keep 765 and my gross profit is 33%, you actually have to sell and collect $2,318 a day times 262 days, you got to do $607,000 in sales, produce it at a 33% in order to keep the 200. I know this is tough because, you know, this, you're listening to me. You're not seeing an example on a board or whatever. So guys, let that sink in. You got to sell $2,300 a day, a little better than that, if you're only getting a 33% gross profit, if you want to keep $765. So guys, I'm going to wrap this up here. This is what it means. This is part of what it means to know your numbers. It's why so many people struggle, because they don't take the time to map this shit out. Guys, I'm begging you, do this shit. Make more money. Now, here's a little PS to everything here. If you listen to me before, you know I'm always preaching 50%. Well, I gave you an example at 33% gross profit, which means you got to do 600 and something thousand a year in sales just to keep fucking 765 a day to pay for your $200,000 overhead. Well, if you get a 50% gross profit, okay, instead of 2,300 a day, you only got to sell 1,530 a day. Instead of doing over 600,000 a year in sales, you only need to do $400,000 a year in sales if you commit to getting a 50% gross profit. Okay. So I'm just trying to give you some perspective of why that comes out of our mouth so much here in the fight, because I'd rather sell 400 at a 50% than be a busy beaver doing 600 something at a 33%. Because then I need to sell more jobs. I need to get more leads. I'm going to need more people and all that other bullshit. A lot of you guys, your labor problem that you're having right now would be solved if you raise your gross profit, because you wouldn't need to do as much work. That's another episode, I guess. Listen, you guys rock. Appreciate you hanging out. Don't forget thecontractorfight.com/charge. We'll see you next time.